Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfig, Rogue.
Neo playing the sorely missed actual real Jarwin.
Will playing not Jarwin, actual Nath, the human monk.
Jason playing Tim Westcrown, human rogue. I miss not Jarwin.
This is Curtis playing Ronin, your favorite frog.
And Pete playing Meta. I'm here for the moss.
Moss?
Okay, let's all just take a minute. He got 2 out of 3 last session, and now after a month and a half, he did it right again.
He did.
Good job.
Bravo.
Impressive.
Good job, Pete.
I am taking a bow.
You've been taking lessons, haven't you?
Shut up.
Sitting at home practicing. I'm Pete
meta.
Playing meta.
Oh,
I'm Pete playing meta. I'm Pete playing meta.
He's got flashcards and a mirror.
Not Jarwin. Not Jarwin.
Actually, from the point that Britt piped in and said, hello, I'm like, all right, I'm Pete playing meta. I'm Pete playing meta.
He's over here.
Britt just got in his zone. I got to get in mine. Okay, go.
Okay, it's go time, Pete. Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up.
Hey, how you guys
job.
Been?
One job.
I mean, it's been a little while for some of us here.
It has been a long while.
Who's that?
I went and saw It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
Is that like Sesame Street or something?
No, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
It was great.
I mean,
I don't have TV, so I don't see ads.
Yeah, but you have like YouTube.
Yeah, I just didn't hear about it.
No, man. It was Tom Hanks plays Mr. Rogers. Matthew Rice, however you pronounce his last name, plays a reporter. And this is all based on a real story, like an actual reporter who got tagged to do a piece on Mr. Rogers. And the article that he wrote, you know, really happened. You can go find it and everything. And
cool.
Dude was going through like a really garbage time in his life. And Mr. Rogers like inspired him to turn his life around. And
cool.
It was.
Oh, so the story is more about this writer, not Mr. Rogers?
A little bit. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, he plays obviously a really big part, but there is a lot of, let's just say, you know, it's Tom Hanks, so of course he does a good job, but watching this, it was just like...
Neil and I were talking about that on the way here.
It was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, this was inspirational in a good, positive way. There was never that point where you just felt like absolute garbage and saw somebody, you know, dig themselves from the lowest point. Like, In Pursuit of Happiness, you know, the Will Smith movie, like, he hits absolute rock bottom and builds back up. So you go through half that movie feeling like trash, and then you feel better at the end. This is just like kind of a low where you're like, wow, that sucks. Hey, you know, that's a lot of really good points, and it makes you feel good. So go see the movie, everybody.
Shameless, unwarranted plug.
It's not unwarranted. It's a good movie.
No, you're right. There should be more stories like that. Honestly.
I don't even know about Shameless because I'm not getting anything out of it.
I know. But hey, thanks, Jason.
No problems.
Anybody else got anything interesting?
I'm Peter playing meta.
I got it right, Pete. You're okay. You're all right. We got through the intro, buddy. You're gonna make it.
I was also pretty happy when Britt contacted me, told me to go up to level 6. So
nice.
Did I do that?
We're not even level 5 yet, so that's pretty impressive.
That's really impressive.
Well, I presumed he just jumped everybody up. It was just me?
Yeah, sounds like it.
I must have missed the memo.
All kidding aside.
Mark, did you touch my dice?
Hey.
No, I did not. It was the cord.
So you did touch my dice.
No, the cord touched your dice. I never physically touched your
you
dice.
You manipulated the cord, which caused the relocation of my dice. So if I roll any ones today, I'm going to punch you.
No, actually, you can't because the electric field in the mic cord would prevent any kind of juju transfer
to
your dice.
We'll go with that.
It's a scientific thing. I mean,
yeah, sure. Math
science,
checks out.
Science.
What do you think,
so,
Will?
Yeah, as a mathematician. Was this supposed to be... like playing podcast or
no?
Is this
we're
a,
just talking today.
We'll get there eventually.
A panel.
I guess.
Hey, if you remember, we're supposed to make it feel like you're actually at your home table, and this is what happens at real tables.
Our table in particular.
Just,
yeah,
this just happens for 5 hours, so we probably shouldn't do that.
No, nobody want to listen to all of that, I suppose. But yeah, hey, on a different note, I do want to send some gratuitous thanks to a personal friend of mine, a fellow by the name of Mike Lotus. Thank you for both subscribing to our podcast and to our YouTube. Yeah, that's right, folks. Remember, we're there, too.
How do you pronounce his last name?
It's spelled L-O-D-E-S. It's Lotus. Kind of like the flower, but with a D.
And no U.
Right, Mike? Now you'll let me know.
Wow. That was awesome.
I was just wondering, like, if he ever got into playing Magic the Gathering, it'd be a perfect last name for that.
It would be.
Yeah, because... Wait, I don't want to know.
Black Lotus is a card that is incredibly rare and extremely valuable.
And amazing.
Mike's not black, though, right?
Extremely overpowered.
He's definitely not.
So it wouldn't work.
Well, then he's White Lotus.
Isn't that
it could be Lotus Petal.
Is that a card?
Isn't that one of those cards that you're supposed to, like, take and tear up when they use it?
No.
If you want to throw away 20 grand, yeah, go for it.
There is a card. I believe it's in the Unchained or Un... I think it's the Unchained or Unabridged or something. Anyway, it's one of the crazy ones that they did. And you tear up a card and you throw it up in the air, and every card it touches is destroyed.
I have never played Magic the Gathering.
You're missing out.
I don't think so.
I didn't know we weren't.
Well, I told you guys I stopped when we were having the audio problems.
I missed it because everybody crosstalk. Okay, so where'd we leave off?
We're still talking about Black Lotus.
Honestly, we could just start here.
Yeah, start from the top. Take it from the top, Britt.
That was a fucking disaster. I love it. All right.
Pete, remember, you're playing meta.
Is this thing on?
You're recording, but I'm not hearing a lot in my headphones, but it's good enough.
Do we got to do another sound check?
No, it's fine.
A sound check within a sound check within a sound check?
It's... Unless Kurt started messing with the levels, we should be fine.
Mystery wrapped in an enigma.
And a riddle, too.
Wrapped in a potato.
I said I'm fine. I don't know why everybody's looking at me. Like,
and a sock. An old sock.
All right, so...
Black and
we're,
you're so gorgeous,
on a
Jason.
Road in front of a lighthouse looking at each other.
Now.
All right. First. Let's actually put Pete down a little bit, because if you're going to be that loud, that's going to be too much.
Can somebody take my character off, please? Because I'm not with you.
Yeah, definitely not.
Which one are you?
You're talking about
so
the figurine.
I'm the ranger.
No, that's me.
That's
I'm the drow in the front.
Ah.
Well, that was easy. Somebody press the easy button. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. You guys are actually off map, you know, just so you know. Except for Ronan, I do actually recall where we left off. You guys were going to start investigating, doing a little recon action.
Dun, 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 dun.
But first, I want to lift the veil a little bit, take you back to this very spot many years ago. You see a hut. Hey, that was a good one. It's got palm fronds covering the roof. You see what must be a cannibal, but looks a little different. As you recall, they file their teeth. They're very tan. Don't wear much in the way of clothing or armor. But this one carries a really nice-looking scimitar, and he has red hair. He approaches an old woman. As he approaches, he calls out, Malakadna, another month passes, and all the women's bellies are flat. Why? She answers, Yes, yes, I know. I've anticipated your visit. Here, try this concoction. Maybe I've gotten it proper now. Her little monkey off to the side knows intuitively which bottle she wants and passes it to her. She, in turn, passes it to Clorak. Clorak says, My many thanks. Hopefully this drought will end soon. As he walks away, Malakadna. I'll get it right yet. Thinks to herself. No, it can go on for quite some time. Clorak will regret the time that he excluded me in the decisions of the camp. Time will come. He will be overthrown. Time is on my side. And we fade to black.
What a bitch.
Sorry, I can't play that song.
Fade to black or what
nobody,
a bitch?
Nobody asked you to.
Fade to black. Metallica.
I've got it on my phone.
I can I play it if you
I
need me to tune up.
Thinking
and...
of Rolling Stones.
I don't think we
time
should.
Is on my side.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Good job.
Under 30 seconds. Good job.
Get it in post, right?
No, he did a good job.
I was expecting him to break out, you know, paint it black.
I want to see you.
No.
So that brings us to our current time and place, where Ronan was doing some reconnaissance.
So that was like one of those do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do things, and it was in the past, and I didn't actually see that.
No, okay. I'm just letting our listeners know what the hell's going on. You didn't shouldn't have paid any attention to that at all.
What?
What do you have against my frog?
Well, it's not you.
A lot of things.
I mean, all y'all. Anyway, so here we have Ronan digging through the forest. I do recall you gave me a pretty darn good stealth roll last time.
Lots of them.
Yeah, it was like a 5.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Plus his 20 or whatever.
30. So it was Bert going, oh, I got a nat 20. And Kurt going, well, I got a 33. And Bert going, fuck.
Oh, man. All right, so
I just remember there was two blokes in that tower.
Yes.
Because we snuck up and saw them first before he took on his circumlocutious route around the camp.
Say that again?
Circumlocutious. It's a large word that means he went around the perimeter of the camp.
I was thinking we need to add like a small segment, and it would be the Artemis's Corner, and that's where he'll explain some of the dialect he uses, break it down for us, much like Reading Railroad. With
we could totally do that.
Vocabulary moment.
Maybe a good idea, because Britt has trouble with the term around.
Hey, motherfucker, I built this, son of a bitch. What are you talking about?
But I'm talking about we go around the entangle. So you go through the entangle? No, we go around it. Through the entangle? That 10-minute discussion.
What? That's just me playing with you.
I don't know, actually. Sometimes I don't know if you're messing with me or if you've had too much to drink or both.
Can you see me smiling?
No, there's a mic in your face.
And paper.
So, we're going to retrace our steps. Ronan, you are over here. Your roll will still count. This, however, is so dense with undergrowth, you probably need to skirt the border of all these lovely trees I've drawn for you. So, where you are currently on the westernmost edge of the map, where there might be a structure, you see a building with palm fronds on the top coming down. As you progress, sort of follow this trail, you get to a certain point, you realize, oh, there is a door on the back side of this.
On the back side of the trail?
On the back side of that building.
That building, yep.
The first building right there to my right.
Right.
Okay.
And listeners, we will get this map up. We'll have it with the YouTube content, and we'll get it up on the social medias.
Now, I'm assuming that I had message. Did one of you have message on me?
You are going to be way too far out of range for that.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And it's not going to take long. So, taking my wise counsel and traversing the very edge of the jungle-ish...
Smart move.
...area... You notice there's a trail that's circling around. It's about 10, 15 feet wide in places.
It's a really good idea. Glad I thought of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm so generous and benevolent, aren't I?
Yes.
At a certain point, good answer, you realize, there's yet another building.
And there's a door in that building as well.
And you can see said door. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad these guys are up to fire code.
They should have a
most of these doors, by the way, are kind of rickety bamboo woven together on leather hinge kind of deals.
Not near as good as the doors that we had in our camp in the beach, right?
Right.
Of course not.
The changing screen.
Savage. Yep.
Rip doors.
Yep.
They will be missed.
Yeah. So in this case, bamboo woven together. It is closed currently.
Okay. Do I hear anything from inside?
Give me a perception check.
11.
No, don't hear much.
You
anything.
Hear yourself farting.
Just your jungle noises and your own flatulence, yes.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to loop that now. Forget the rainforest noise. Right.
That's pretty good, Mark.
Talkie bird, say.
Talkie talkie.
As you continue skirting this, you can... easily discern the edges of this building and get its basic idea. Okay, now you realize, there's another edge of this bit of the jungle. And you can glance this way and figure out, that just goes right back to where I was, more or less, with the wall.
Yep. Just to confirm, sir? Building B11/B10 only has one door?
That you can see, yep.
It looks like Rowan is in a jungle-filled cul-de-sac.
Yep. Not much for a neighborhood, but whatever. Okay. All right, moving on. Let's move to these next.
From here, I'm going to let you move your piece, and you tell me what you would like to visualize.
I'd really like to.
And at some point, I'm going to get you a new stealth roll.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to come back this direction.
Okay. I'm going to follow that.
By this direction, he means he's staying in the jungle.
He's going east into the jungle.
Yes, I think so.
A little bit deep. He's not going to be able to see much.
Well, I'm mostly doing a listen check, and I'll do spot checks.
You do see a small clearing to your north.
Now, when I got over here, as I came past this segment right here, did I see anything in there in the, like the V2 sector?
V2 sector, you say?
So between the two buildings, I was...
Take 5 foot back, and I'll tell you what you saw there. Because where you're at right now, there's too much overgrowth. You're a little frog dude right there. Yeah.
Right there. It's 10 foot back. But
okay. If you look to the north, you see a building to your right, which would be V5. And you see a building to your left, which would be what appears to be V6. Very edges of that. No visible doors.
Any people?
Not visible to you. You just see walls and palm fronds. Do you wish to continue west?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. As you get closer and closer to that wall, give me another stealth.
It's a 15.
A 15. Okay.
Don't you have a racial stealth bonus when you're in jungles?
Hey, Squiggles, you have plus half your level to add to that.
Yeah.
Anakana?
Sorry, 17.
17. All right.
No, that's a good question, though, for the listener, on account of...
And Pete, why does he get to add half his... levels?
Because on his character sheet it says plus 1/2 level.
Okay. Since you didn't build it, you don't know, is what you're saying.
I got a note on the character sheet for it. I'm trying to go quick here.
Gotcha. Carry on. Move your piece. Okay, there. You can see to your west what appears to be a pit, and there's nothing but garbage in it.
I know what Ronan's missing on his stealth.
Size modifier?
Size modifier of plus 4.
Yep.
That's what it is.
You're small, buddy. You get plus 4 to your size modifier to stealth.
And he also gets plus 4 from a racial bonus of...
Well, he's got alternate racial traits, so he may not have that.
That's true.
Tree frogitis.
Kurt, do you still have your camouflage trait?
Negative.
Okay.
Sacrificed for flying action. Or no, climb action, right?
Gliding.
Gliding.
Jumper.
Jumper, jumper, jumper.
The glide thing, he gets rid of the swamp
walk
thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you're looking at a pit. It's got garbage in it.
V8 is a pit full of garbage?
It is.
Is there a pendulum?
Betcha there's an Otiog in there.
Could be.
Is his name Hats?
It is kind of a thing the writers of Paizo like to do in garbage pits.
Hats is pretty awesome, by the way, if you never played that scenario.
He's in 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, those 2 scenarios.
Yeah, well, I encountered him and get FlatCon, and I was just like, oh my god, it's Hats again!
Nice.
Yeah, I think everybody but Will, maybe, at this table knows who Hats is. Am I right, Mark? You know Hats?
I've played 2 scenarios with
Hats. There you go.
Good.
Right. No idea.
He's an Odiag that loves Hats.
And that's the name, Hats.
He's also allies with the kobolds that live under Epsilon.
Yep.
Yep.
Sewer dragons.
True dragons of Absalom.
The true sewer dragons of Absalom.
Good times. Yep. And back to the present, though. Ronan, proceed.
Okay, still moving around the jungle.
Bungle.
Just for the sake of maybe speeding this up a little.
It's all right with me.
Okay, there, stop.
Okay, boom.
It's not one of those traps that grab him and stick him, is it?
When you get exactly there, you notice an old, familiar face.
Old and familiar.
Yep.
Okay.
Someone you haven't seen for several days.
Hey, I'm not old.
Oh.
You look like you're old now. You've been through a lot of shit.
I hope not.
What's he doing?
He appears to be standing there with his back to you. Give me a perception.
For the record, what is V8? Is that a hole or is that built up?
It's a vegetable drink which happens to be high in salt. But
it is. It's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Great for a chili base, if you're curious.
17.
17, okay, you notice that he's actually tied to a stake, and his hands are wrapped around the stake behind him. His hands are bound.
So he doesn't look like he joined the cannibals. No. He's a prisoner.
He appears to be a prisoner, yes.
Okay. All right. And is there anyone else there with him?
From what you can see from right there, no.
No? Oh, okay. So how tall are the trees here?
About tree height.
Oh, I'd say average would be 15, 20 feet.
Don't take any chances. Just shoot him.
That works for me.
Fire!
He can't hit shit anyway, so he can use all his arrows.
Oh, no, dude. He's MVP nowadays.
Oh, yeah?
If he gets the 3 or 4 rounds to cast all his buff spells.
Oh, yeah.
Things have changed.
So,
Oh, that's good.
And he doesn't need precise shot, because you're all by yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
It'd be really... this whole thing would work so much better if I had rope.
And precise shot.
I think... Why the fuck do I need precise shot? I don't care if I hit...
The best part about this last night we were playing, and Kurt is playing a character similar to this who also does not have precise shot, and he wanted to get a feat shot was the requirement for, and we about pissed ourselves. We're laughing so hard.
No, he did have precise last night.
Yeah, I know, because he got it at level 5.
So you see, Ronan, a Jarwin on a stick.
I do. And I think at this point in the juncture... It would be a fantastic idea to enlist the aid of my comrades.
Okay. Make your move.
Okay. I'm going to go back the way I came, but rather than moving the piece across the board, can we just do rolls? I'm going to skirt the outside until I get back.
Give me a total of 3. Hey, and don't forget your bonuses this time.
I corrected the math on the sheet.
Thanks.
Yeah, Pete was helping me out, being a chap. You know.
Pete's always a good chap.
Okay.
People say that.
29.
Okay.
Now Pete is being me over here.
No, Pete's covering like he covers for me now. Yeah.
Higher.
Way the fuck higher.
Okay. Good, good, good.
25.
Yeah.
Okay. You make it back to your party successfully. Now, let's refresh our memories here. Jarwin is elsewhere currently, right? Who's with us?
Just the PCs. All the non-participating comrades are back at Pescox.
Okay, so we sent the redhead. What's her name?
Sasha.
Yeah. Sasha. We sent her back with Pescock?
No, we left her. We were at Pescock's Crab Shack, and we left him there.
Okay.
We asked, and they said, no, we don't want to go.
So what's on the board is what plays, huh?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Correct, sir.
Okay, so Ronan, you make it back to camp, and you say...
Guys, you'll never guess who I just found.
Jarwin.
Damn, you're really good at this game.
Who the fuck else would it be?
Well, I mean, it could have been more cannibals. That was my first thought, but you know. So, no, he was excited about it, so you're probably right, Tam.
He's tied up. He's tied up over there on a stick.
You mean like he's busy, or...
No, like he's a prisoner. I thought maybe at first he could have joined.
Did he still have his pants?
I didn't look.
How could you have failed to notice pants or no pants? You know, fine.
It was a rather large stick. It would be
we're talking about Jarwin or what he's tied to?
Well.
I'm confused. I mean.
You'll just have to see for yourself. Let's, you know.
I don't know if I want to see Jarwin's stick.
I think I know a way that I can get us there.
It's a pretty strange thing for the perverted frog not to notice my pants. He's been trying to see in them for, like, I don't know, 2 weeks.
All right, well. Is he like on the edge of camp? Are we trying to save him? Or
yeah, there's this pit, and he's on the other side of it, and he's tied to a stake.
Okay, like a deep pit?
Yeah, I think so. Approximately how deep was that pit, Mr. GM?
10 feet.
Yeah, it's like a 10-foot deep pit.
I mean, is he in a compound, or is there like walls, or is he like on just like a parade ground?
Checking my notes, I got it right. 10 feet. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he's inside this building that's up against this pit. Now, was there a wall, or did I see him through a window, or what?
It appears that corner of the building has just collapsed.
Okay, so it's open.
Yes.
Okay, and I described that to the party.
Did the GM describe anything else that's going on with Jarwin?
Negative.
Okay, so never mind.
So, do we want to go now, or do we want to, you know, sleep and come back tomorrow?
I don't think we should sleep. They could eat him for dinner. That would be very unfortunate for him.
Well, my question is, I mean, and I always like this when I'm trying to pull a caper, is if I have someone else make a diversion and attract their attention, say, over here, and then somebody else can sneak in.
I had the same thought, actually. I figured if you and Ronan, Artemis, went over there, we could give a slow count to 150. And then maybe a little longer. Ronan, about how long do you think it would take you guys to get back over there?
4 turns. It's what?
Yeah, but it was three rolls, so I would assume probably about 30 seconds of moving per roll, so probably a minute and a half, maybe more.
Yeah.
So once you count to 180, 200 just to be sure.
200 to be sure.
Yeah, and then we should be in place. And then you guys pop off whatever you're going to do, and we'll get in there, and there you go. Bob's your uncle, and Jarwin's with us.
Do you have a rope?
I got some rope.
Nice.
I got some daggers.
Meta?
Tam, what exactly do you have in mind?
Well, and Tam pulls out the captain's outfit that they used for the sacrifices. I'm thinking a little mist, a little distraction, a little hoogity-boogity, and then when they come running after us, a little bit of Nath pummeling them in the face and me stabbing them in the throat.
Oh.
And then you healing us if we don't do so well.
So,
and maybe a large bang. That's always good for distraction.
For later.
Are we talking about, like, one of you wearing the captain's outfit, or are we talking about peeling my skin off and having it wear the captain's outfit?
Well, I,
Gross.
Tam immediately vomits.
Well, let's go. Let's go, Renner. I don't want to see that again. It's very disturbing.
I was thinking about Tam wearing me, the outfit. I'm so discombobulated by that thought. I'm speaking in the third person.
Having seen it only once, yeah. Yes, well, makes an impression.
Both the skin walking and her without skin were equally...
equally terrifying concepts.
Disturbing.
Maybe you should just have your skin walk into the camp. That would, be a great distraction all by itself. We wouldn't even have to dress anybody up.
You don't get a lot of dates with that trick, do you?
Tam starts putting on the outfit.
You would be surprised.
Jinx.
Poke your Omiya Coke.
So, close your eyes.
Do me and Artemis need to make stealth checks, or do you want just one check?
Just for clarity's sake, you two will sneak back over there. Traverse the pit and free Jarwin.
That's the plan.
Yes.
But we have not decided how we are going to traverse the pit yet.
Okay.
I don't have a plan.
Thinking I could glide across and tie off the rope.
That was my plan.
You're the man.
Great minds think alike.
Absolutely.
And I could also tie a rope to you and just spin you over there. You know, like...
I can fly.
Like a monkey's fist?
I can jump.
Like a bolo, but with a frog.
I can climb. It'll be okay.
Bolo.
Bolos.
Bolo toad.
I like
Bolo
that.
Is a toad.
I like that idea less. I think gliding across would be better.
Let's go with your idea. I like that.
All right.
I rather like the picture of seeing Ronan tied up and strewn about like a hammer toss. Just don't hit him against the side of the wall or something.
Oh, shit, I missed. What? Gotta try again.
Oh, no. Father. Oh, good. We got an extra life.
Won it.
So we both need to make a stealth roll.
Three checks.
Three checks. Yeah. All right.
35.
Well, that's a 20.
16.
Oh, that's a 34.
26.
Wait, what was Kurt's, Ronan's second?
17.
16.
16.
And a 19 is my lowest.
So you would have been about there on the second check.
Yes.
Well, that would probably be like the first check, right?
No.
It would have been the second.
I see. I see. My mistake.
For the listeners, that's near V10/V11.
Indeed. Okay.
From within the building, you hear,
Hey, that's my part of the story to tell.
Oh, my bad.
No.
I don't want to hear you tell that story.
Some stories don't need to be told.
Suddenly, that's okay. It happens to everybody.
This has never happened before.
They make a generic now.
Jesus.
No.
16, was it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Okay.
So, proceed.
That was very riveting.
Very anticlimactic.
Oh, good for
just
you.
Just like what's happening in the building.
I was scared.
Well, honey, what are we supposed to do? The kids live here. Oh, wait, never mind.
Hashtag married life.
What was last rolls?
I believe he had a 34.
That I recall, yeah.
And he had a Ronan. Lot. 26 was...
My last roll was my lowest. It was a 19.
Okay.
Okay, my mistake. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're almost a 34.
You're still...
Pretty close.
34 is my
just round it up to the nearest whole number.
You're still good.
Sounds good.
Math checks out.
Did we see anyone either in the pit or in the section of the building that we can see past Jarwin?
Past Jarwin? No. Well, you move another 5 foot to the west, and I'll tell you a little bit more. Okay.
Could you move me also?
The yellow lines on my map there, on our battle map, is actually something you can look over. Oh, that's the wrong number. What's that say up there? V16?
V7.
Oh, V7. Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah, the building the Jarwin's in is V7, and then the V8.
No, behind
is
it
the whole...
is, must be V6.
V6.
Nice. I knew I'd get it eventually. Yeah, there's an open wall. It's maybe 3-4 foot tall. You know, it's just meant to pen in critters. In this case, Jarwin. But a normal medium-sized person can look over them and see what's going on in those pens. You see a couple of long planks just right about, just a little below the level of the fence that appear to be stained with the color red somehow. Those two tables I'm talking about are right in there. They're visible to you at the moment, but no other people or things are really visible.
Can I continue to move west to kind of slice the pie so I can see more of the building?
Certainly.
All right, I will do that.
190, 191.
Actually, while he's moving, I'm going to point out, I think I understood your I'm here for the Moss comment. Pete Moss?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he was going for, but
no,
that's funny.
I'm going with that one now.
That one's better. I'll take that one.
I think I should know that name.
Pete Moss is a type of moss. And his name is Pete.
No, I thought those are musicians with the names, too.
I mean, there could be.
Very possible.
I mean, there's the famous athlete, Randy Moss.
Who's got the Google machine handy? I want to know.
Phone's off at the...
Yeah.
I thought he was talking more like a heavy metal moss pit, you know.
Mosh.
With an H.
Whatever.
Okay, so are you where you wish to be, fellas?
Yeah, and I will have my bow ready.
For the listeners, Artemis is at the furthermost west corner, quote-unquote, of the pit. Ronan is more towards the center of the southern edge of the pit. Both of them are on the south side, but like I say, Artemis is on the westernmost side. Now, your plan is to climb down and climb back up?
No, it's to glide across.
Glide across.
Yeah, I'm going to tie a rope to...
Oh, you're going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to tie a rope to Ronan.
Okay.
Before he glides off, I assume he's going to climb into a handy tree before he gets an angle to glide down to the Jarwin.
Okay.
What's a handy
tree? Now, the...
little flashback there.
Wait a minute.
We have to get off the island
about handies?
For that, remember?
No,
I mean, not technically.
Once we get off the island, you were going to buy him a handy.
Message doesn't reach this far. Come on now.
What's the condition of said Jarwin? Is he conscious?
You know what, Jarwin? Hey, Jarwin.
Yo.
Jarwin.
What's up?
Neil.
Yeah?
Give me percentiles. You want high or low?
I want the correct answer.
Don't we all?
The interesting answer is unconscious.
Okay.
44.
You are conscious. He doesn't seem to notice you yet since you're at his back.
Do you think we could talk to him from here?
I don't know how loud you want to be about this, Ronan. Perhaps, since your glide's fairly silent, you could glide across, and then once you get closer, then you could say, "Psst, Jarwin, it's me, Ronan," or something such like that.
Turns out he hums like a missile as he glides.
They're coming!
So, before I climb the tree and jump across...
Yes?
I believe I should probably cast a spell on...
Invisibility?
Artemis.
No, guess not.
First one I'll cast is on me. I'm going to put Guidance. And then on Artemis, I'm going to do Divine Favor.
Oh, thank you.
That way, if you have to shoot some stuff.
Okay. Divine Favor, Artemis. Guidance, you're going to climb tree.
Yes.
Glide into this building.
Glide across to the building.
With a rope.
I may have to land on top of the building. I don't know.
Okay. But you just want to traverse the pit is the idea, right?
Yes. Cross the pit, safe landing spot.
Okay.
In and out of the pit is not a problem. I have a climb speed, but...
And the rope's for Jarwin to help him.
So the idea is more or less just to get there unnoticed and then hopefully avoid all the rubbish, right?
Yeah. If, worst case scenario, I'll land on Jarwin if I have to.
Okay.
You just have a frog stuck to him for
I,
a second.
I think just to make this interesting, you don't need to make a climb check at this point, do you?
No.
Okay. So to make this interesting, give me one more stealth check right before you take off.
Well, okay. Can we pause for a second?
Sure.
Because we had a stated plan, and you're kind of fast-forwarding past it here.
196.
Pause then.
They were going to wait for us to cause a distraction.
Right.
Okay. Well, we can do that. We can wait on that. I still want the stealth roll.
Well, I understand, but...
I will give it penalties, of course.
I would be in the top of the tree.
Wait, he gets penalties for the stealth roll?
No, I will take penalties on my perceptions, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure, because he wouldn't even be doing this until we had done stuff. So it may affect some things.
Sure.
I might be up in the tree waiting for their signal.
Okay. Let me know when you guys are ready. You had a stated plan of action.
Yeah. Okay, well... So, I didn't want to assume.
Make your distraction. Whatever you're going to do, do it.
Okay, well, now the three of us can kind of discuss what we want to do.
Shall I javelin one of them?
Well, I was thinking if the two of us kind of sneak up with Meta like 30 feet back, and did you want to go full stealth mode? Because I was thinking also just stepping out and being like, oogity boogity.
I don't think stealth is what we want, but... Meta, if we can get their attention and have them come out to us.
Meta, can you create mist or some sort of obscurement?
Yes. Yes, I can create some obscurement.
All right. Well, I've got my not-so-fancy captain's clothes on, and I think if I've got the exsanguinated monkey in one hand, that could be kind of disturbing looking.
I would say.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
What do you guys think? Is that...
Exsanguinated monkey, one hand, skin scent, skin in the other.
You just died.
I want the other hand free from my sword. And then do you want to kind of be a little bit back in the trees so when they come running at me that you can pop out and kill them?
That's not a bad idea.
All right. I like that.
A miniature ambush.
So, where do you want the mist?
Well, let's kind of get up.
Can we just use the edge of the map here as kind of our pinch point?
Well... I'd say, for the sake of battle map, you know, if we do, it's, what, a 30-foot radius?
I think it's 20. Hold on.
Short answer, so as the outside edge of it touches the very edge of the map.
Outside edge of what? I'm sorry, I missed
it. The mist.
Oh, mist.
Yeah, it's 20 foot.
So 20 feet into the map.
Okay.
And then if you let them see me and then you poof a mist and then they come running out, and we can be like, step, step, step.
Okay.
Hit, hit, hit.
I can do that.
Or even, actually, if you put it further out so they have to run through the mist, and then they come out of the mist, and then we're like, stab, 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 hit, hit, hit. Right, well, either way, let's move up forward and see, hopefully, we're not, like, swarmed by 1,000 cannibals.
Are we doing further in or right on the edge of the map, then?
I'm going to try to put it a little further in. That way they can run through it, and then you can grab them as they come out.
So we're going to ambush them on this side of the mist?
Yes.
Nath just wants to be just on this side of the mist.
Well, so we all approach through the trees, and then... Tam is going to step out onto the path and be like, and then...
You're
going to
say, touch my monkey, aren't you?
No.
Well, in my head you were.
No. I have an idea what Tam's going to say, and hopefully it'll be appropriately intimidating.
Okay.
And I'm just hoping that we don't pull, like, every cannibal at once here.
I'm fine with that.
So the idea is... Yeah, you got the mist going.
No mist yet.
Well, I mean, once... Just trying to make sure I got your plan in mind properly. So the plan is to throw the mist up, and Nath is going to be hidden.
Yeah, Nath is hiding in the edge of the jungle. He's basically waiting. As soon as somebody gets close enough, he's going to wait for one of them to get past and then jump in between it and the second one.
All right, I'm just going to draw out where the obscuring mist is going to go.
Going to go. Not there yet.
Somewhere in there?
A couple of the cannibals are singing about how horrible his girlfriend's driving is.
She drives me crazy. She drives me crazy, and I can't help myself.
That was fine.
Okay, so the plan, mist. Hopefully they come down and chase. Nath, once they pass, jumps out behind in automatic flank.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
I think I got it.
Steps out onto the road with the monkey, and...
Wait, do we have a mist yet?
Not yet.
And with the monkey in one hand, pretending to, like, suck at its throat, with her offhand, and she's just, and she points at them and points at the monkey, and then just does this deep exhale like she's trying to blow, and then the mist comes out.
Oh. I'm okay with that.
Spooky.
So stepping out in plain sight of the watch guards there.
You know what?
And then
give me a bluff check. Because that's essentially what you're trying to do, right?
Well, I was thinking more intimidate them, but...
Either way.
Yeah, I'll let you do whatever is better.
No, they're the same.
Okay, good.
But
glad that worked
given out. The choice, I'm going to do intimidate.
Okay.
9.
Okay.
Great, they all run inside, grab Jarwin, take him out, and offer him to the vampire.
Perfect.
Not what we intended, but that would work.
Okay, so the mist is currently up?
Yep.
Yes, the mist is currently up.
And then when Tam gets a chance, she'll move back.
At this point, do you need initiatives?
That's... Yeah. I'm trying to decide. You guys had your thing. They need a chance to react to that. And, yeah, no, then we'll do initiatives. There's going to be one action by on their part, and then we'll do initiative. You see one of them disappear off of the guard tower.
Technically, we don't see either of them.
Yeah, you're right, because what do you got going? Obscuring mist?
Yeah, it's obscuring mist.
All right.
And our ability to see through it is not with us.
Okay, so if I was going to throw a javelin at where I think Tam was...
It would be a 50% miss.
50% miss chance. Okay, well, that's what's going to happen. Okay. Don't worry about it. Swing and a miss. Now let's do some initiative. All right. Everybody roll? Oh, wait, I didn't. Okay. Let's start with Ronan.
22.
Okay. Let's go with Nath.
10.
Okay. We're going to go to Artemis.
26.
26. And then we're going to go to Tam.
12.
12.
Then we have Meta.
20 for Meta.
20. Then we got me. With a 9 altogether.
Jarwin also?
Yeah, we may as well throw Jarwin in there.
22. And Kurt, my initiative modifier is 4.
Mine's 9.
So Kurt will go before me.
All right. So we got Ronan. Then we got Jarwin, who we haven't seen in a while. Oh, no. Ronan. Artemis is going first with his 29. Or 26, I'm sorry.
Close enough,
yeah. It's bigger than 22, wasn't it?
Still first.
Do I see anyone across the pit in that building that I could shoot with my bow?
Negatory.
Jarwin.
Then
just Jarwin.
Well, I mean, someone I would want to shoot with my bow.
Jarwin.
Jarwin.
You know.
Now, Jarwin and I kind of bonded that 1 or 2 weeks ago. Well, no, not for you people, but for us. We bonded.
That night that you shared a sleeping bag?
No, that was the red bit of fluff before she got taken by the candles. But anyway, if there's no one there besides Jarwin that I could shoot with my bow, I will simply use an action to hide in the foliage while I have my bow ready to shoot someone from concealment.
So, prepared action?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm ready to shoot. First person I say walk in there, it's not Jarwin. Or Ronan.
Glad you clarified.
Just to be clear.
Ronan struggles to get him untied. Eventually we get over there.
No one on my team. As long as they're not skin. Because I'm shooting that skin if she comes near me.
What's that, a little 5-year-old girl?
She had filed teeth.
She was carrying a box of something. Some sort.
What What's in the it? Box?
You get over there, you put a knife in her hand. Look, she had a knife. Could have been halfling.
Isn't that your knife? It has your initials graved in it. No, that's not mine.
Yeah,
you got it upside down. That's S.A.
All right, so that's Artemis. Prepared action. Ronan, what do you want to do?
Has that mist gone off already?
Give me perception.
To be fair, you probably don't have any way of seeing it from where you're at.
How tall is the mist?
20 foot.
Yeah.
He's up in a tree. So, yeah, he could see it. Just a DC 10, maybe.
I got a 30.
Okay, I think you made it, yeah.
He smells the mist.
Tastes yucky.
Then, Artemis, did you fart again?
Okay, with that, I'm going to attempt to glide across stealthily.
Give me the roll.
Would be acrobatics.
Well, I meant the stealth roll.
A 32.
Seems like coast is clear to you. Now, for your glide, I don't know the mechanics for that, sir.
It's pretty much, as long as I'm not dropping more than 40 feet, mm-hmm. I automatically succeed.
5 feet over, 5 feet down, 5 feet over, 5 feet down.
Okay. Does that account for wind and all that good stuff? Or? Yeah.
And I get a jump, a head start, because I've got jumping. I'm right. considered running every time I jump.
So. No, it doesn't account for any extraneous circumstances or anything. That's just standard glide mechanic.
Five out, five down, five out, five down, five out, five down. Okay, gotcha. So it doesn't sound like you need an acrobatics roll?
Not unless it's higher than 40 feet.
No, you said you're climbing a tree, average is 20. I'm going to say you're at 20. And you should be able to make that cross the pit, no problem.
Okay. Do I have time to do anything else, or is that everything? Is that my move and my standard?
Well, it's a glide. It's not a fly, right? So what's your glide speed, do you know?
5 feet over, 5 feet down.
Right, right. 30 feet, right? Yeah, so right.
Whatever his movement speed is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the glide is looking to like you come to a rest.
Yeah. He meant how much time would he elapse in 6 seconds.
Right.
Which would just be his move speed.
That's what I figured. So, are we in agreement on that?
Yeah, that's fine. I just, I would begin, if I have time, going to work on the bonds that are holding Ronan.
Certainly, that is your goal.
Or not Ronan, but Jarwin.
Are we playing the not Ronan game this time?
Not Ronan. I'm not Ronan, damn it.
You're Ronan. He's
you
Jarwin.
Are Ronan.
Nath's not here. Tam's on first.
So, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 30. No, you're still in the air for this round, but you are like 5 feet away. Yeah, right there.
About to land on his face.
Oh, damn. Certain Monty Python song comes to mind right there. Never mind. Moving on. Now we are at Jarwin. You are incapacitated, but conscious. So that's pretty much turn for Mr. Jarwin, unless you want to give me a perception.
Mr. Jarwin will give you a perception.
Okay.
He rolled fairly well.
Okay. What you got?
27.
Oh, shit. Okay, 27. Realize there is something rapidly approaching you.
Could he do an escape artist check to try to get
out
of his
He certainly might attempt it, yes.
26.
You and your rolls, dude. What'd you actually have on the die?
A 16.
Really?
Oh, sorry, a 15.
15. So you got an 11 for escape artist.
I sure do.
Wow.
Class skill, 4 ranks, 4 in dex.
Nice. Very nice. So, with that, you manage to wriggle your hands loose, just as Ronan is rapidly approaching you.
All right, I am wriggling loose.
From behind. So, that should be turn there, I would say. It's a full round action to escape artist, right?
And I'll be going,
It's a standard action, but, yeah.
All right.
Mm.
Well, if it's a standard, you still have a move. You want to try and get your gag off?
I would probably try to move around and stretch because I've probably been tied up like that for a long time and my joints and muscles are probably sore and stiff.
Probably.
So that'll be my turn.
Okay.
All the popping loads, the guards that come kill you.
Oh, fuck, I hope not.
So that makes it Meta's turn.
Meta looks over at Tam and goes, are you sure? Leave the skin on? Okay. And disgusting. Prepare to cast Bless the first enemy I see.
Tam is sickened. 4 rounds.
You're going to cast Bless on the next enemy you see?
No, I'm going to cast Bless the next time I see an enemy.
I had to try.
It doesn't affect opponents anyway.
Okay.
I will actually move out of the jungle onto the road so I can actually...
See your fog?
So I can actually, move.
Cast your Obscuring Mist because it centers around you, right?
Oh, apparently not. It centers wherever you cast it.
That's the other one.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I'm out on the road. I'm prepared to cast Bless at the sight of first enemy.
Prepared action. Gotcha. That makes it Miss Tam Westcrown's turn.
Tam gets over the thought of Meta removing her skin by thinking about Meta in her skin. Moves back 10 feet and slightly to the side. Hey, Mr. GM, so this is right on the edge of water. Is that just like beach or is it cliff or what?
Let me see. Right where you are there, should be a little bit of sandy beach, yeah?
Okay, so I want to make sure it wasn't a cliff so somebody could accidentally shove me off. And
no.
So that's more than a 5-foot step, diagonal to Meta. and in a good spot where if anything comes through, Jarwin can move into flanking, and Tamish is going to pair...
Nath.
Yes, Nath can move into flanking.
The name game.
Wow. Yep.
Not Jarwin.
Not Jarwin.
Not Jarwin.
Just because Neil's back doesn't mean that's going to stop.
Nope.
And prepare action to stab whatever enemy approaches within stab range.
Okay. That is Tam. Now we are at
Nathaniel.
So I cannot prepare a dash action to be used, correct?
Dash doesn't exist in this game.
Correct.
Could you
rephrase?
Is that a no?
If you mean a charge or a move.
A charge, still no.
You can prepare a charge.
You can prepare a charge, can you?
Yeah, you can just move up to your normal speed, not twice the speed. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I can charge from where I'm at, though, because I'm technically in the jungle.
That is correct. Difficult terrain.
So you'd need 5 foot out of the jungle, if nothing else.
Yeah, so can I... I don't think I can 5 foot as a prepared action either.
Well, you can 5 foot step as part of a prepared action, yes, as long as there's no other movement.
Okay.
But you're in difficult terrain, so you can't 5 foot step.
Well, it depends. If he's moving out of the difficult terrain... That would count.
Oh, you fucking rules lawyers. You're right. But so what's your intention? Let's start there, Nath.
So what I want is as soon as they come out of the mist and get up to Tam, I want to 5 foot behind them so that I can provide flanking.
What you could do is you could delay and wait until...
That was my other question.
Right. But you must interject between someone else's turn and the next person's turn to let me know you want to do something now.
The other option is you could just prepare a move. You wouldn't be able to attack, but you'd be able to move and give me flanking for my attack.
Oh, well, that was my question. Can I prepare a move before, essentially?
Yes.
I will prepare to move behind them if they appear near outside of
okay, so that was your original intent anyway. So you're just going to hang where you're at, right?
Just going to hang out, and as soon as I see them come out of that mist, I'm going to move.
He's going to attempt to move to offer flanking. That way we can all understand what he's trying to say with his 5e commentary.
Okay.
I don't think any of that had to do with 5e, but all right.
Sure.
Just the first thing when he said
dash. Just the dash action.
All right. My thinking, just looking at this scenario here, you want to provide flanking, so you want to be on their backside once they pass, right?
Correct.
Okay. My thinking is you may wish to take your move action to go further west
a little bit. I do both, though?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I'll do that.
Because you want to be able to get behind somebody, and there's no real...
Just make sure they can't see you.
But now you're into the mist.
Oh, that's a good point.
In the shrubbery.
Because if they see you, they're just going to stop.
Right.
Now I'm slightly outside of the mist.
There you go.
Perfect.
Might not be ideal. You wouldn't get a full attack off the next round when somebody does appear.
Well, he's still got the ready to move.
He's still got the ready to move.
The most important thing is getting flanking to Tam and then me being in between Tam and Meta and them. So I think
teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exactly.
So that makes it my turn. Yeah. Give me just a sec.
So, that Mr. Rogers movie, watching it, they did a really good job with, like, sets and everything, because I'm watching it, and I'm just like, that house looks like it's from the 80s. Like, wallpaper, furniture, the way the couches are upholstered, the way the shelves are in the hallway. It was truly outstanding.
Do you know that they're coming out with another Mr. Rogers TV show?
I did not.
My cousin Chris is actually involved in setting up the set for it.
That's cool. I mean, he's my cousin now, too. But whatever.
I always appreciate when, like, TV shows or movies really pay attention to the detail of the time period that are really meticulous. I mean, get everything. But then in one shot, oops, there's, a red Solo cup sitting on the table. I fucking love that.
Yeah. There may have been those. I'm not good at picking up those little bitty ones. Like, the people who are like, I found a Starbucks cup in the corner of the back table in Game of Thrones.
Or the guy during the Lord of the Rings, Return of the King scene where there's a person wearing a white t-shirt and a pair of pants, and I've looked like 15 times for it, and I've never found it.
Shoot. I just want to make sure I get this right. Sorry about the pause there, folks. I just want to make sure I got it.
We filled it. We found a way.
Yeah, so... What is going to happen now is...
A cliffhanger?
Not yet. So close.
No, Tam's not hanging from a
cliff. So close.
There's no cliff over here, I checked.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
This one is... You saw him disappear, and now this one takes a 5 foot over. Ah, there's still fog right there. Ah, there's still fog right there. Ah. Okay, so now he has a good peripheral of at least his side of what the fog is.
Still plenty of fog in between us and them.
Some stuff happens. Some stuff happens. But you don't know what it is yet. So, we're back at the top. Round two with Artemis.
Do I see anybody that is not on my team in that building yet?
Negatory.
Then I will watch the frog light lightly by Jarwin and cover them with my bow.
You're going to say it again? Watch the frog?
I'm going to watch the frog.
Which is over there.
No, the frog. Frog not frog. The fog. Frog. Frog. Frog.
With an R.
Frog protection, you know.
Okay. Oh, you mean the Gripply.
All right. So I'm going to watch the frog land by Jarwin, covering them with my bow.
Okay. Providing covered, prepared action should you see an enemy.
Correct.
Okay. It is now Ronan's turn.
Ah.
Ronan, you just came upon your old pal, Jarwin, who's just managed to free himself right as you got there. What do you do now?
I land. I look at Jarwin and go, honestly, I don't even know why I jumped over here. Here's the rope. This should help us get back across.
Thanks for nothing.
We're leaving now.
Okay. Jarwin, real quick.
Yeah.
Give me percentiles. Do you want high or low?
I'll go with low again.
Okay.
Do I have the opportunity 86. To move?
86.
Okay. This is just a side thing, real quick.
Okay.
86. You said you wanted low?
Correct.
Okay. Go back to Ronan.
Do I have any movement left still?
Yeah, you just used 5 feet of your movement this turn.
Okay.
So you've got plenty.
What's down in the bottom of that pit?
Bunch of garbage. There's bones, some unused skin scraps, urine, feces. What else would you like to... Are you looking for something in particular down there? Or
no,
what?
I'm just thinking it may not be best to go through it. Can I climb on the walls around the side?
That's a good call. They are sloped as such and made of sand that it would be tricky.
Even with the climb speed?
Even yes, with it's the a climb surface. Speed.
Okay.
There's the other question, too. If you can do it, great. Can Jarwin do it?
Uh-huh.
Jarwin has a rope.
Yeah, I have a rope that is magically going to teleport me to another place. This is the best rope ever made.
Rope solves all problems.
Actually, I think I would like to go this way.
Always know where your rope is.
Which way?
Right here.
Okay. Wait, where?
Northwest.
Yeah, northwest, what he said.
West and then north and then north and then west.
North by northwest.
Up over the side.
Climbing okay.
Around so the side or going through the wall?
I'm going to climb around the side.
You can climb on the wall and then just go around the corner of the wall.
Yeah, you could pull that off. Jarwin could not.
Nope.
Once I see that you are with the rope, I will go ahead and, well, I would have done this already, but since you didn't say so, I will cinch it to a tree, and if you cinch it to your post, you should have a way to get across.
That's what I was going to do. I'm glad you brought that up.
Tight rope?
I was just hoping that Artemis was going to pull real hard, and he was just going to...
And me spit
shit.
More hands. Oh, you ready?
I got this image of me handing, here's your rope. He grabs the rope, and as soon as he grabs the rope, Artemis yanks on it.
It's like a speedboat chunk. Woo!
Wee!
Fucking Looney Tunes.
Take 12d6 damage when I hit a tree.
Jarwin, the Tasmanian-looking devil. So, that was Ronan. Jarwin.
I am going to, as one action... take off my muzzle or whatever it is they've tied around my head.
It's a ball gag, dude.
Oh, great. It's a ball gag. That's what I was worried about.
He then puts it in his pocket.
I then save it for later.
It was his to begin with.
Does Jarwin have his backpack and shit?
Why does this taste like sausage?
That is a great question, Pete. Thank you. That was what that last percentile roll was for. No, he does not know where his stuff is.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I gave him a chance.
That's good.
Other than the ball gag.
I just pretty much sing anyways. So my other action, I'm going to pick up the rope, and that will be a full turn.
So did you actually tie it off to the post?
No, I don't have any more actions. I have to pick up the rope for one action and remove my ball gag with the other action.
I handed you the rope.
I was not free to grab it at that point.
Hopefully, yeah.
Oh, I thought you already did your escape artist.
Yeah, it wasn't my turn. So you moved away and either took the rope with you or dropped it. So, yes, you went like this, handed me the rope, stuck your hand out, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute, I was leaving. And just dropped it and took off. I'm just like,
see ya.
Fucking frog. This motherfucker.
Oh, my.
Not his problem.
So
that's probably because we haven't allowed him to watch us mate.
Let's find out what Meta's going to do next time on Shield Bash. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for...
see
you. Jarwin is actually back now.
Bye.
Happy early birthday, Kurt.
Hey, thank you. And I'm not Ronin. Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.